Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, you are as lively stones built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. They're about to shift quickly.
God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. I say praise the Lord, everybody. And if you ain't heard that, I say praise the Lord, everybody. And let everybody praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank God. One more time, we thank God for his amazing grace. We thank God for his love. We thank God for his sovereignty. We thank God for the magnificent, infinite wisdom of God. And if it have not been for the Lord that who was on your side, men would have swallowed you up. But thank God, good God Almighty, that we made it through. Yes, only because the grace of God, only because the grace of God. This is, you're now listening to Lively Stones Ministry with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones, and we just glad about it. The Bible says, declare, serve the Lord with gladness and come into his presence with singing. We thank God for Sister Karen Hubbard, the voice of Hidden Places, the woman of God. Amen. We thank God for her, our producer as well. A woman of many traits, versatility. Glory to God. And this is how we is in the Lord. We got to be able to put on the whole armor of God and go to the call of duty where the Lord will have us to go and what the Lord will have us to say. As Paul have said that I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto many that believeth, the power of God that bringeth salvation, the power of God that bring clarity, glory to God, that I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. God have not given of us all, he's have not given you the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of sound mind. And that sound mind is a fundamental soundness of doctrine of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the embodiment of the Godhead of Jesus, of the whole God institute of him, mind, body, and soul, the Holy Ghost, God himself. Jesus said that, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, being found in the form and the fashion of a man, that as he humbled himself and became obedient even unto death and the death of the cross. Good morning to our listening audience out there this morning. We thank you for listening to yet another edition of Lively Stones Ministry here on this Saturday, 7:30 a.m. hour here in the beautiful city of Palm City, Florida. Oh, glory to God. We greet you in the name of Jesus. We certainly trust and we pray that God have entreated you and God have supplied all of your needs and the kingdom of God, which is in you that abideth and within you to connect with the spirit of the living God. The Bible souls declare in St. John 4:24 that God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And it is time to worship God so much more now than ever before. It is time to come before the throne of grace of God, because we need God. We need God. We need God for in this hour that we're living in right now. We're living in a time of travesty. We're living in a time of deceit. We're living in a time of selfishness. And we're living in a time where the enemy is continue to on the warpath. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said that I come that they might have life. I come that you might have life, and not only have life, but have life in abundance and abundantly of life. Satan is on to destroy. Satan don't want you to receive the things that be of God, because he know soon you tap into God, he know that his time is already short here on this earth. He know that he cannot play tic-tac-toe with your soul anymore. He know you can't be hoodwinked anymore, because God have given you the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge, that you can be able to understand and discern the things that be of the Lord. And how that we be able to do that? Because we have to be obedient. It is better, the Bible says, declare, it is better to obey than sacrifice, than to hearken unto the fat of the ram. God is tired of just sacrificing his for burnt offerings. God is rich. He owns 1,000 cattle on a hill and much more. He's a phenomenal God. Glory to God. Astronomical God. Amen. God just required obedience from his children. And once we be obedient to God, God is going to supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. There's one thing you cannot escape. It is inevitable for you to try to escape when the hand of God is moving. God want to do some great things in one life on this day. This is your day. I certainly hope and say, as I utter the words of the Lord, that I'm not preaching to the choir, and I'm not saying a word of the Lord to the choir. Glory to God, because I know some folk listen to this radio station, they listen to the ministry throughout, but they're somewhat haven't made a sound commitment unto the Lord. But I stopped by the radio station this morning to tell you that the enemy have nothing for you but heartaches and pain. Nothing for you but trouble on every side. But I can tell you what, this much, that we're going to have trouble in our life. Even much when we on to the Lord's side, it's going to be trouble. We can't escape trouble. It's inevitable to escape trouble. But because of the spiritual wickedness in the war and the war zone, and we're fighting against spiritual wickedness and principalities in high places, and it's attacking the child of God. But how God have instituted that in us, that he have given us this anointing. He have given us this spirit of his spirit in him, that we can be able to go through the fiery trials. Think it's not strange that some strange thing that has happened to you, to know that something that you think is happening to you, it is happening to every believer that is on this green, God's green earth. Understand that God is, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. So if the earth is the Lord's, the full thereof, I am, you are recipients of that glory of God. God created man in his own image and his own likeness. Therefore, if he created man in his own image and his own likeness, amen, you have the character, you have the characteristics of God. But you, God requires obedience. God requires for you, amen, to stay still and know that he is God. God want to fill you with the full of joy. Not the joy that this world gives you. See, that's a problem. See, a lot of folk have obtained things in their life, and they feel as though they're living high on the hog. They feel as though they got it all figured out. But yet, though, some folk is still in quite misery, even though they have the materialistic value, materialistic gain. But the human thing that you do lack if is having the joy that is on the inside. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me in the world cannot take it away. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you one more time, oh God, to be able to come before you, oh Lord, all-knowing, oh God, all-seeing, all-powerful, glorious God. To the eternal Father and gracious Father, oh Lord, we thank you, oh God, for the proclamation, oh Lord. We thank you, oh God, for breathing the breath of life into us, oh God, that now we have an opportunity, oh Lord, to speak and to say what you have us to say. Oh God, I ask you, Lord, to touch your people, oh God, right now, oh God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then and only then will I will heal their land. But we got to turn, Lord. I just thank you, oh God, for you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for being a keeper. Oh God, I thank you, oh God, for the anointing that destroys the yoke right now. I thank you for the Holy Ghost, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. I pray, oh Lord, for that one God right now who do not know you in the pardon of their sins right now. Oh God, I pray, oh God, that they will come to you right now wholeheartedly, oh Lord. I pray for that one, oh Lord, who know you, oh God, but yet though, oh Lord, oh God, they're lacking in some areas right now. I ask you, oh Lord, to fill them, oh God, with your strength. Fill them, oh God, with all your power, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. We'll be careful to give you the praises in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Well, we are excited to say the least. We thank God again for the opportunity on tomorrow going forth, July 19th, which is on a Sunday, Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, and yours truly, Minister Ezekiel Jones, will be speaking over there on tomorrow at 10:15 a.m. over at Tabernacle Church of Deliverance. We thank God for the presiding pastor, Pastor Harriet Gordon, and overseer Mother Dorothy Gordon. We thank God for all the saints over there at Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, and we're so full of excitement. We're so full of the glory of God and knowing God is going to meet us there. And we thank God for all the congregational members, the ones that have entreated us and opened up their hearts and really embraced us. And as far as we as engaging, we're lifting up the name of Jesus Christ. And we just thank God for that. So 10:15 a.m. tomorrow morning, I challenge you on this morning. You have heard of Lively Stones Ministry over the air here. And if you tune in, or if you are a regular radio listener, then you tune into the broadcast, I'm sure you know the time of your ministry that you prefer, or your choice, which you prefer. You tune into that. If you're a radio minister, if you're listening to the radio ministry on an everyday basis. But we need just more than the radio ministry. Sometimes we just need to come, amen, and be a participant live and see the hand of God move upon his people. See, the Bible says, forsake not assembling yourself together to be right there, because God want to do some great things for you in your life. And you know, some folk feel a lot of times that, you know, I'm all right. I know the Lord, and you know, I love him and everything like that. I know you love the Lord. I love the Lord too. Praise the Lord. I know you love him, and I know you have a desire to want to serve God. Praise God. But not only that, not just the church, what I'm inviting you to come to, but any service for that matter. Get to know God now at this hour where we're living in right now. Glory to God. You know, Jesus. Let's move into the word of God. We're going to move expeditiously if we can. Glory to God, because we understand that the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting and discerning of the soul and the spirit and the very intents of the mind and the heart. Glory to God. And we have to move. You heard the song said, not much longer now. Quickly, things going to happen quickly in a one's life. And once we get it into the knowing that, once we come into the realization and understanding what God have for us in our life, we can be able to understand God in his fullness. But we want what we want because we see what we want. But what about the things that are unseen? What about them things that are unseen, that we don't see? We don't see these things unfolding in our life. See, a human mind and humanity itself, in a nutshell, want only what they can partake of if they can only see it. But it's just like your job. You work on a job and you know you have, they're going to put the money into your account at a later date. But right now, you got to go to work. You got to roll up your sleeves and actually literally go to work. But you know that your money is going to be there. So you don't see the money yet, but yet though you have faith and believe that once your pay period is over, the money is going to be right there for you. Glory to God. It is the same thing in our faith. We didn't see Jesus at the time of the death and the burial and the resurrection when he was on the cross, when he died, when he slipped down upon you right now where you at. He saw you on this day, July 18th, on a Saturday here on 2026, where he died for you, particularly for you, praying for you and praying that you will get to know him in the fullness of the Godhead, the glory to God. I'm reminded when he began to tell Peter, when he told Peter, Peter, that Satan desires to sift you as wheat. As you remember, back in the days, and that was in my time too as well, growing up in the 70s, where I used to go in the kitchen and my mom had a sifter with flour, and she used to turn it, sifter, you know, and it grinds it up real fine. And this is how Satan want to just sift you as wheat and have his way with you. Glory to God. But Jesus began to tell Peter that I have prayed for you already. And as I have prayed for you already, I pray that your faith falleth not. I pray that the time that when you saw me walk before you, you know, it might be somebody out there this morning saying that was Peter. And Peter actually seen Jesus. But when you begin to look into the word of the Lord, and the word of God begins to become a revelation to you, it begins to jump off the page at you. The word of the Lord, the word is a lamp unto my feet and then a light unto my path. And I know it's a light unto my path because things have been working for the good for me in my life. I'm not so easily upset anymore. I'm more patient before now. Before I knew the Lord, one bad thing and then explosion. I'm just getting all out of proportion. But now that since you know the Lord, see, this is what God brings to a believer. This is what he brings to his son and his daughter. This is what he bring goodness. He bring humbleness. He bring a sense of peace and quietness. The Bible sows the cloud. First Timothy, that first chapter, and all they lead, that they may lead a quiet and peaceful life and all godliness and honesty, glory to God, in the sight of God. So faith, the faith, you know what I mean? My faith, your faith, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. The Bible speaks of this. The Bible speaks of this in Ephesians 4, verse 18. That the understanding being darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance of them because of the blindness of their heart, being alienated from God, separated from the love of God. God have brought us now, if you tap into the word of the Lord, it speaks in the book of Matthew in the 9th chapter. And as we look into this 9th chapter here where our text coming from and turn our attention until verse 28. And this began to jump off the page at me when I begin to read this particular verse. Glory to God. It said when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I am able. See, I'm feeling something that is stirred up on the inside of me right now. Believe ye that I'm able to do this. They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then he touched he their eyes and saying, according to their faith, be it unto you. The key passage to this particular verse here, believe that I am able, first of all. God is able. Nothing comes to a soft, a man of slothfulness, which being laziness, but a bad dream. Someone that's sitting on their seat of do nothing, expecting God to automatically just give them somewhat of an abundance like that. It'll work if you work it. Faith is exercise in something that you put action to. Faith is the belief in the unseen. But yet though I don't see it now, but yet though I have a mindset to knowing that it's going to happen. And my faith begins to increasingly increase immensely when I begin to indulge or overwhelm myself in Christ Jesus. And as I begin to overwhelm oneself in Christ Jesus, see, God is not a God that he would not lie. This is why he said that faith without works is dead. And also that he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. See, to having a desire to want to get to know God more, to get to know the revelation and to come out of the natural and put on the supernatural, as which is not super and spiritual acceleration. For that seed, that one seed that be planted on the inside of the believer, that it will grow more. But I have to start somewhere. See, too many times folk now expecting God to just do something because he's God. And who told you or who bewink you that when you come over to the Lord's side, everything going to be peaches and cream? That it's going to be a walk in Central Park. Oh, you're going to go through something, baby, when you come over in the Lord's side. You're going to go through something. But every test that you go through, every trial that you go through, it's going to strengthen you. Glory to God. And God is sitting on the throne. He sees everything. Nothing goes unnoticed without God's seeing it. Because he sits high and he looks low. Glory to God. And as we continue to develop, or you continue to develop a relationship with the Almighty God, the blind men had a desire to want to see. And they had enough relatively the sense that the Messiah was coming through. And when Jesus came through, the Bible said God had anointed Jesus Christ with power, with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good. Huh? In the anointing. So they weren't about to let Jesus leave the building. This is what I'm saying. A lot of times we have to get in the presence of the Lord. Don't you know when two or three are gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, things begin to happen. People begin to be healed, delivered, saved. Your mind begin to take on a transformative mind that you don't even think the same way no more. Glory to God. Something happened when you come into the presence of God. These two blind men came to Jesus because they wanted to see their eyesight, because everything was blind, or everything was dark to them. But it was a metaphorically speaking, people that can naturally see today, you are blind because if you have not allowed Jesus Christ to be the head of your life, if you have not allowed Jesus Christ to be the head of your household, glory to God, to let him lead and guide you and direct you, to keep you out of the snares of the enemy, to protect your heart, to give you the peace that surpasses all understanding. God will do it, I tell you, because he's more than able to do exceedingly and above all that we can ask or even think. Glory to God, according to Ephesians, that third chapter, verse 20. For he is able to do these things. Glory to God. I'm reminded when the Hebrew boy said that, O King, and it's been ringing with me for a while that the pastor had spoke this message, Pastor Harriet Gordon, for God is able. And, you know, the Hebrew boys, when they was in the fire furnace, they was going through such a significant time in their life because they was taking on the name of Jesus Christ. And he had the mindset, for God, I'm going to live this life, and for God, I'm going to die. In other words, I have made up my mind. And yeah, I'm going to be persecuted. Yeah, I'm going to go through something. O King, we would not bow down and worship thy golden image that I have set up. For thy God is able. He is able to deliver us, O King. And if he don't deliver us, we know that he's able to do it anyway. See, this is the continuity, if you would. When you look to God for instructions, and when you obey God and really come into a reformation and to reference him, your mind have been transformed, and you know that God is a God that will not fail, cannot fail. It's not even much in his vocabulary. It's not even much in the lineup of God. And the characteristics of him speaketh truth. I'm reminded of, we can't do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. Paul said that when he began to go to the Corinth church and began to told him, say, listen here. This is my second time I done came to Corinth. Second time I done told you once, I done told you twice. Let every word be established by two or three, and the mouth of every word be established by two or three witnesses. That's why I'm telling you right now, not to be slothful, but to come into the newness of life of Jesus Christ. We thank God. Amen. We're out of time. Glory to God. So we just thank God for such another great opportunity. Listen, we're going to be speaking over there tomorrow morning. I want you to come out. Just come out. Come out. You can actually see physically who be behind the mic, behind the radio. Ain't that exciting? But you know what? Not me. Don't meet me there. Beat me there. In Jesus' name. Amen. God did it. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, everything that happened to me, that was good. God did it. God did it. Yes, he did. Oh, thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.